Your own soul is nourished when you're kind. Hey, if my own soul is nourished and made fat when I'm kind, why shouldn't I be kind and smile all the time? Doesn't that make sense? Hey, let's don't be grumbly. Let's be kind. Our soul is nourished when we are kind, but you destroy yourself when you're cruel. What? God is telling us here that if we're kind, we're nourished. If we're cruel and mean, we're killing ourselves. How many of us have killed ourselves real well? Some of us done a good job, haven't we? We've been cruel to people. It's amazing. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. I know a lot of people that make a lot of money, but it don't last. I mean, I think of this young man I ministered to here a few years ago. By the time he was 30 years old, this guy had made $2 or $3 million. Good-looking young man. I mean, wore fancy suit, $5,000, nothing to buy for a suit. And of course, he didn't mind telling you, "Hey, like my threads, Thurman?" I said, "No, they're nice." He said, $5,000's all I paid for this." I said, "How do you like mine? J.C. Penney, $79.95. It don't intimidate me. I could care less. I'm not out here to try to make something like this. But today, I have 100 acres of land with all this stuff on it, and all my trucks and cars and airplanes and everything else is totally paid for. And that guy's flat broke and don't have nothing because he got into drugs and alcohol and other women, and he lost every dime and went bankrupt. I have, in all my life, have not made as much money as that boy made by the time he was 30. But I got mine, and he don't have nothing. That confirms that scripture, doesn't it? Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly lasts. Don't you love that? Verse 19 and 20. Godly people find life. Evil people find death. You know, if the world believed that, if they believed the pathway they were on was leading to death, you would think they would change, wouldn't you? But our life, ours, leads to life. And not just life on this earth, not just abundant life on here, but eternal life. It's amazing. Verse 21 and 22. You can be sure that evil people will be punished, but the children of the godly will go free. God's going to set you free if you'll walk in obedience to His Word. But if you are an ungodly person, you're going to be disciplined by God. A woman who is beautiful but lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Yes, it'd be wonderful to be married to a beautiful woman. That's the desire of every man. He wants a beautiful woman. Every woman wants a godly, beautiful husband. But you know, I've seen some of the most beautiful women in the world, and I wouldn't want to be under the roof with some of them. There is no way. I'd rather have just a normal woman anytime than one of those that are a beauty queen, you know. Well, after all, beauty's in the eye of the beholder anyway, isn't it? You know, so every man should look at his own wife and say, "Wow, you're the most gorgeous thing that there is. I love you." That should be his declaration to his own wife forever. That's the way he should be. 23 and 24. The godly can look forward to happiness, while the wicked can expect only wrath. So if you and me are godly, I mean, even though everything we read off of at the beginning today, the devastating things that appears to be coming to the earth, if we know what God promised and we're walking obedient to His Word, does He promise to take care of us? Sure He does. You know, we have, just like Dave said, do we have anything to fear regardless? If we see this thing coming and we think it's going to turn the world upside down, and I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be long. This thing's going to get close enough that the news media are going to start picking up on this thing. Because I'm going to tell you already that these magnetic fields from this thing is already part of what's causing the tremendous weather patterns we're having in the world already. Already, the tremendous earthquakes, the devastating storms, just like one of the news commentators said the other day, I forget where it was, somewhere up here in the Midwest, they said normally when we see a hurricane, a tornado, it's only a couple of hundred yards across at the bottom. But he said this one was 8 miles across. What do you think a tornado 8 miles across does as it goes across the surface of the earth? 8 miles. It destroyed everything it touched. You know, we thought we had the big one when the one that came through Weatherford here a few years ago that was a half a mile. Does anybody remember that one a few years ago that come through Weatherford? That absolutely a half a mile wide that just obliterated a whole section of Weatherford. You remember that? Oh, you wasn't there then? I mean, I went over there after it was over several weeks. There was big steel buildings that these giant steel beams coming out of the ground was twisted like a pretzel and bent over like that. These are big I-beams. I thought, wow, there was some force there. And since those big beams were bent and twisted like that, what do you think was happened to the rest of the building? It was gone. That's right, it wasn't there. I don't know, who knows where that metal went. But it destroyed it, tore it all to pieces. So it's amazing that now these things are beginning to increase. I mean, just think, a few years ago, 20 years ago, when did you ever hear of a 7.7 earthquake? 20 years ago, didn't hear of them. And if you heard of a 5.0, it was only one every year, two or three, right? And now that we have them every week. I mean, it's awful what's going on the world with the earthquakes and the storms and the floods. And I thought about the other day, we flew over Nashville, beautiful city, a week later, and we flew over that thing coming from Virginia. And a week later, there had been a storm up there on Sunday, Saturday night and Sunday, and Nashville was underwater. I mean, it was underwater. I mean, the Grand Ole Opry downtown, which I've been inside, the water was 3 foot deep inside of the Grand Ole Opry. The whole city was shut down. Of course, all these things are happening, just like the Lord says. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but those who are stingy will lose everything. That don't make no sense in the business world, does it, Scott? That don't make no sense at all. But if we read that in the Proverbs, and when I was reading this, I was thinking, you know, when I read that one in Proverbs 11:24, it is possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but it's also possible to be stingy and lose everything. I thought this would be a good place to go back to Luke 6:27. Let's go back to Luke 6:27 to Luke 6:38. Well, let's start at Luke 6:27. We'll probably finish up on this right here today. Luke 6:27. I want to see what that says, thinking about what it says in Proverbs 11:24. But if you are willing to listen, you hear what he just said? But if you're willing to listen, are you willing to listen to God? I hope I am. I want to listen. If you are willing to listen, I say, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you. But God, you don't understand what she did to me. Lord, I mean, she was a wicked girl. I mean, she took me to the cleaners. She divorced me. She took everything I had, everything I worked all my life for. She got a good lawyer, and she left me with nothing. I hate that woman with my heart. Do you see people talk like that? Oh, yeah, all the time. But if you're willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Do good to her, not hate her. Do good to her. Then pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Lord, this woman that ducked me to the cleaner, you want me to pray and ask a blessing upon her? Lord, I'm going to ask you to kill her. That's the kind of blessing I'm going to bless on her. Now, is that the world and the church? Sure, that's the way we do business. That's just the way we are. You know, we don't hear God. This is only to those that are willing to listen. If you're willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. So I don't care what you did to me. I mean, you know, I might not have done everything you want me to do, and you may hate my guts, and you may try to get everything, and you may get it. That's okay. But if that's the case, and you have an attorney and you get everything I got, I'm just going to love you anyway. I'm going to ask God to speak a blessing upon you right now. I'm going to put my hand on, don't you touch me. Okay, well then I'll just back off from a distance. I said, Lord, will you bless this girl in the name of Jesus and have her do everything she needs to do. Thank you, Lord. Do you know what? If you will listen to what God says, I guarantee he's going to bless your socks off. Amen. He's going to bless your socks off. Pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Just like we just done. Pray for those who hurt you. If you don't pray for somebody, God can't move on their heart. But you know, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, when I said, you don't have a free will. You know, everybody believes we have a free will. Well, you have a free will if nobody's praying for you. You can just go ahead and do evil if you want to. Can't you, Sharon? Sure. I mean, you can go ahead and just do anything you want to. As long as I don't pray for you or nobody else prays for you, you have a free will to do whatever you want. And if nobody's praying for you, guess that free will lead you to the righteousness of God in Christ, right? No, it won't lead you there. It'll lead you into the world. That free will definitely lead you into the world. If somebody's not praying for you, you will never find Jesus. But if you got somebody praying for you, then God will move on that heart and he'll make that heart flow the right direction and he'll totally change them. And so when you begin to pray for somebody, they really no longer have a free will. But he will make their heart flow, just like Proverbs 21:1 says. He will make that heart flow. And then he says here, if someone slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. Now that's not easy. I mean, they can do a lot of things, but when they get violent with me and slap me, then that's another story. But what did God say do? They slap you on one side, what are you supposed to do? Okay. What if they slap you over there too? Okay. Praise. I guess this is what we can do. If they slap us on the other cheek, say, God, kill them. No, I don't think so. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give them everything. I mean, just think. Say, what if somebody comes in and they're going to have a lawsuit against you and you're going to go to court and you're going to fight this thing and spend all your life savings and then maybe you win, maybe you lose.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Forgive and Be Forgiven, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.